What's up everyone, James here and welcome back to another episode of the Aquarium Podcast. In today's episode, we explore the positive aspects of the fish keeping hobby and how fish keeping can bring joy, relaxation and a sense of fulfillment into our lives. The therapeutic benefits of fish keeping have always, in my view, been one of the biggest positives to the hobby, giving the owner multiple enrichments from care of animals to the ability to get creative in replicating natural habitats or creating something personal to us as the owners. Aquarium therapy is also known as fish tank therapy or aquatherapy, and it refers to the practice of using an aquarium or fish tank as a therapeutic tool to promote relaxation, reduce stress, and improve mental well-being. It involves observing and interacting with fish and the aquatic environment, which is believed to have a positive impact on emotional and psychological states, including stress reduction, mood enhancement, distraction, sensory stimulation, and even educational benefits. For me personally, the benefits have been fantastic. Like so many during the COVID pandemic, I was on the hunt for something to distract me from the goings-on in the world, and this was such the hobby to do so in. I'd kept an aquarium a few years prior, but my love for it really did take off during that time, especially when I began imagining aquariums that were based on natural habitats. It was something to keep my mind off things and help me get creative when sitting at home. This was also around the time I started creating content on YouTube, so it had additional benefits in that it gave me a platform to share my views and experiences keeping fish for others to learn or be inspired by. As mentioned, there are so many educational and learning opportunities to keeping fish in our homes, such as the ability to study and learn from animal behaviours, to biology, to a sense of responsibility and empathy towards living creatures. Engaging with an aquarium can provide an opportunity for learning and cultivating mindfulness. Observing the behavior, interactions, and intricate details of fish can enhance curiosity, attention, and appreciation for the natural world. Additionally, we can create a sense of connection and community in the hobby by not only sharing our positive experiences, but our negative ones too, or connecting with like-minded enthusiasts who ultimately enjoy the things we do. I've become friends with so many people through the hobby who share that same love of keeping fish as I do. Being able to talk about the fascination, for example, of a shrimp grazing on a piece of fruit, or how amazing a plant or dead leaf looks. Yes, with any hobby, there is a dark side to social media. When it comes to people's opinions, or frankly, the overly photoshopped photos and accounts who spend their lives after free products from companies. But that part aside, there is a great community of people that are willing to help, offer advice, or even become a friend for life. Keeping fish has the potential to foster a profound sense of responsibility and empathy towards living creatures. By taking on the role of caretakers, we become responsible for the well-being and welfare of their aquatic pets. This responsibility involves providing a suitable and clean environment, ensuring proper nutrition, monitoring the fish's health, and engaging in these tasks nurtures a sense of accountability and promotes a deeper understanding of the needs and behaviors of these living creatures. As we witness the direct impact of their care on health and happiness of their fish, they develop an empathy and compassion. This empathy extends beyond the aquarium, as we often develop a greater appreciation for all living creatures and a desire to protect and preserve their natural habitats. By cultivating responsibility and empathy through fish keeping, we can develop a lifelong connection to the well-being of animals and contribute to creating a more compassionate and caring society. We can also explore fish keeping. As fish keepers, we have the opportunity to educate and others about the natural habitat and ecosystems that their fish species originate from. They can research and share information about the specific needs, behaviors, and conservation status of the fish they keep. By providing accurate and accessible information, fish keepers can raise awareness among fellow hobbyists, friends, and family members about the importance of protecting these habitats. We can achieve this by promoting responsible sourcing. Responsible fish keeping involves sourcing fish from ethical and sustainable sources. Fish keepers can actively support conservation efforts by avoiding fish that are caught using harmful or unsustainable methods, such as cyanide fishing or destructive netting. Instead, they can seek out fish that are captive bred, farm-raised, or sourced from sustainable wild populations. By making informed choices, fish keepers can contribute to the conservation of wild fish populations and discourage harmful practices. Many fish species kept in aquariums are endangered or threatened in the wild. Fish keepers can contribute to species preservation by participating in breeding programs and promoting the captive propagation of endangered species. By successfully breeding and sharing information about these species, we can help maintain genetically diverse populations and potentially reintroduce them into their natural habitats in the future. We can additionally contribute to conservation efforts by supporting organizations dedicated to protecting natural habitats and endangered species. They can donate to conservation projects, participate in volunteer programs, or we can get involved in initiatives that promote habitat restoration and species preservation. By actively engaging with these organizations, we can make a positive impact on conservation efforts. By leveraging our passion for fish keeping, we can become ambassadors for the conservation of natural habitats and endangered species. Through education, responsible practices, and active engagement, we can raise awareness, promote sustainable actions, and inspire others to join the effort to protect our planet's aquatic biodiversity. Fish keeping has been recognized as a beneficial activity for mental health and well-being. The serene and captivating nature of aquariums creates a calming and peaceful environment that promotes relaxation and stress reduction. Observing fish gracefully swimming and the gentle sound of water can induce a sense of tranquility, helping to alleviate anxiety and promote a sense of calm. The rhythmic movements and vibrant colors of fish can provide visual stimulation and divert attention from negative or intrusive thoughts, fostering a positive distraction. Engaging with an aquarium can also promote mindfulness, as it encourages focused attention and appreciation for the present moment. Additionally, the responsibility of caring for fish and maintaining an aquarium can instill a sense of purpose, routine, and accomplishment, which can boost self-esteem and overall mental well-being. Overall, fish keeping offers a therapeutic and enjoyable experience that has potential to improve mental health and enhance quality of life. For me, fish keeping is more than just a hobby. It has the power to bring positivity, serenity, and a sense of connection to our lives. By embracing the therapeutic, educational, and community-building aspects of fish, we can create a more fulfilling and enjoyable experience for ourselves and others. Remember, a little positivity can go a long way in the world. So far, it's given me a platform to be creative, learn about natural environments, appreciate nature, and look closer than just what you can visibly see, but the entire ecosystem, and then give me the platform to study and replicate these elements within my home. It's given me a quiet space to unwind after a stressful day, and some friends I would never have met had it not been for this amazing and very underrated hobby. Remember, we help grow the community by sharing our experiences, both good and bad. Not bragging about how many followers we have, how perfect our aquariums look, or shaming people who are still learning. It's about having a positive attitude and supporting each other as best we can. Thanks for taking the time to listen, and I should see you in the next one.